Hey everyone, it's Enrique here with Leadership Matters Coaching. So this last month and a half or two have been really bizarre and crazy. My contract ended at my most recent current job, but a lot of you don't know how I got there. I had a full-time job with decent benefits. I loved the work that I did, but I just didn't fit into the culture anymore. The culture was going downhill quick. So I had to make a move. So I accepted a contract role at my most recent company, and that contract ended very abruptly. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes, you know, you just go to the end of the contract, but it ended very abruptly, unbeknownst to me, really. So I got thrown into a little bit of a spiral. I went from having this amazing, dream job with an amazing company to getting a Tuesday email saying, hey, last day is Friday for you. That combined with, you know, having one baby at home, a wife who's pregnant with baby number two, mortgages that you gotta pay. You know, you kind of get the picture, right? Like, it wasn't a good thing to, you know, have your contract end so abruptly. So this podcast is to kind of share the things that I learned, right? So the first thing I learned about my time is, you know, you got to accept the contract first, right? So you got to ask yourself first, what role are you in? You know, majority of people in the United States don't really enjoy or love their job. They don't really have fulfillment. So if you're in that situation and you're like, man, like I need to look for something else and there's only contracts out there, you got to ask yourself, like, is your work done? Like, are you done at your job? And if it is, then awesome. Let's make a move, right? You gotta know if your work's done. A lot of people think that they just need to move on, but their work's not done. Like, you still got room to grow, things to do. So analyze yourself and really ask yourself, is your work done? Second thing you gotta do is you really gotta know how to network and apply for roles. The best advice that was given to me was, Enrique, I guess that's like an older person's voice. Enrique, you should always have three conversations at all times. Coffee dates. I'm like, whoa, like that's cool. So you gotta ask people out to coffee or, you know, have meetings with them. You're not interviewing. You're literally seeing what company cultures are like, what leaders are like, and what future opportunities might be. So ask people to coffee. At least have three conversations with different companies at all times, because like I said, you never know. Your contract might just end one day. Now, you gotta ask yourself, what kind of contract? Now, every single company does, you know, kind of different things, but for the most part, you could do a contract with an end date, contract to hire with like, hey, if you do well, you could get hired on at the end. You know, you gotta say what's best for me in my situation right now. People have families, people have kids, I get it. So, you know, everyone's different. I'm not giving you one solution, but think about what's best for you. The good thing is that I think when you accept a contract, it's a foot in the door with potentially a really great, awesome company. If anything, it helps boost your resume if things don't work out. You're starting to get paid, right? Like, it's not like you're working for free. And some companies even offer benefits, even though they might not be that great. So those are some good companies some good thoughts to kind of keep in mind. Now, when you're on contract, let's say you accepted a job, the most important thing you got to do is learn your job. Be the best at your job. Deliver great results and stay really engaged with the business. Now, how long is your contract? Is your contract 3 months, 6 months? Is it a year? You got to understand that length of time and have a grip on it at all times, right? Because if your contract is a year, then you should start looking or start kind of networking with those coffee chats at like 6 months, right? So you can anticipate potentially your time ending. You just never know, right? Trust me, I've learned my lesson. Now, getting it towards the end of your contract. As you get towards the end, you got to have really clear communication with your manager and say, hey, you know, how am I doing? You got to have those meetings, you know, whether it's monthly or bi-weekly, on how you're progressing and how you're delivering results. If that's not happening, A, that's on you, / that was on me, right? I learned my lesson. And if you're kind of getting to that point, your manager's like, you know, maybe not, or you just really don't know because they're not engaging, then you got to re-engage with those coffee chats. That's why you bought people coffee, to say, hey, you know, my time's coming to an end. Anything open on your site over there? And you never know. People might say yes, and there you go. Easily transition to your next job. So those are kind of the thoughts I have on, you know, the contract world, you know, after learning the hard way of, like, you know, not being super prepared for just an abrupt end to a contract. Also, contracts aren't like the devil. It's just, you know, they're not for everybody, and some people love them. Some people, that's all they do. So you just, whatever's going to be better for you and your current situation, that's what matters. If you know of somebody that might appreciate this or, you know, listen to this, pass it on, share it with somebody. My hope is that I can help one person just kind of say, hey, that's a good little decent thought. So remember, leadership matters. Look out for my new website coming out soon. That's to come. You'll hear a podcast about it. So thank y'all for listening, and have a good weekend.